Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, March 8th. In today's episode, BJP and Congress race to lock allies and seats ahead of the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. CBI busts a human trafficking ring pushing Indians to Russian war zone. Bengaluru water crisis and US president's fiery attack on Vladimir Putin. First up, the race for 2024 Lok Sabha elections is heating up, with two new alliances on the horizon for the BJP and seats reportedly finalized for top Congress leaders. 6 years after parting ways with the NDA, Telugu Desam Party, led by President N. Chandrababu Naidu, has joined hands with the BJP once again. Though the alliance is finalized, the seat-sharing mathematics has not been officially announced yet. Andhra Pradesh has 25 Lok Sabha seats. BJP is reportedly interested in 8 seats but may have to settle for around 6 because the TDP must also accommodate Pawan Kalyan-led Janasena Party in the alliance. The JSP has already been allotted 3 Lok Sabha seats and 21 state assembly seats. Sources told NDTV BJP may get 6 to 8 seats in the Lok Sabha and 10 to 12 for the state assembly. With a target of winning 370 seats on its own and 400 with allies, the BJP is also expected to announce a poll pact with the Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal in Odisha, which has 21 Lok Sabha seats. While the BJP has already released its first list of 195 Lok Sabha candidates, the Congress Election Committee, late last evening, held its first meeting and finalized most candidates for 6 of the 10 states it was considering. Senior party leader K.C. Venugopal told reporters, and I quote, "We finalized seats from Kerala, Karnataka, Telangana, Chhattisgarh, Lakshadweep and Delhi. The procedure is going on. A formal announcement will be made very soon," unquote. Sources suggest Rahul Gandhi will contest from his current seat in Wayanad in Kerala. As for the larger opposition alliance, India Bloc, seat talks are still not finalized in Maharashtra and Bengal, which adds up to 90 Lok Sabha seats in total. Next, the CBI today busted a major international human trafficking network that allegedly lured young Indian men with attractive, high-paying job offers and pushed them into the Russia-Ukraine war zone. The CBI carried multiple raids on such recruitment agencies across 10 cities, including Delhi, Mumbai and Chandigarh. They claim nearly 35 Indian nationals have been sent abroad by these dubious agencies, but could not confirm if they were all pushed in the war zone. The Ministry of External Affairs has stated it has raised strong concerns to Russia regarding this issue and will try to work on bringing the duped men back to India. Earlier this week, 7 men from Punjab and Haryana appealed to the Indian government for help, claiming they were being forced into fighting the war against Ukraine. On Thursday evening, the family of Mohammed Asfan, who died in Russia, had accused Dubai-based agent Faisal Khan, who runs a YouTube channel called Baba Vlogs, duped their son. The channel has over 3 lakh subscribers, and in one of his videos, Khan had shown 7 passports and said, "We are working with the Russian army and 7 people have received work permits for the country." But after promising high-paying jobs as security guards in Russia and taking 3 lakhs from Asfan and his friends, he made them sign Russian documents and pushed them in the war. The family alleges their son has died in the war, but the Indian embassy hasn't confirmed the cause of death till the time of this recording. In today's raid, officials said they seized incriminating documents, electronic devices like desktop, laptops and phones, and rupees 50 lakh in cash. Based on inputs from various sources, CBI had filed an FIR on March 6th, naming private visa consultancy firms and agents found engaged in trafficking and launched the operation. Next, Bengaluru residents will have to pay a rupees 5,000 fine if they waste drinking water on non-judicious activities, such as washing their car, authorities have warned. As the city faces one of its worst water shortage crises, drinking water has become incredibly scarce, leading to this notice by the Bengaluru Water Supply and Sewerage Board. A penalty of rupees 5,000 will be imposed on violators, and in case of repetitions, they will be fined an additional amount of rupees 500 every time, the board has decided. Bengaluru, with its 1.3 crore population, faces a shortfall of over 1,500 million litres per day in its daily water needs, which ranges between 2,600 to 200 million litres per day. According to Ram Manohar, the chairman of Bengaluru Water Supply and Sewerage Board, Kaveri River gives the city 1,450 million litres of water. Rest is supplied by the groundwater, which has depleted sharply due to a weakened monsoon and increasing consumption. He said, and I quote, "Nature is showing the way. Like COVID, this is a wake-up call. Time to work and ensure rainwater percolates down to groundwater," unquote. But he assured this temporary crisis shall be relieved soon. A Bengaluru resident posted on Reddit that some people are forced to use toilets in malls as there is no water at their houses. Most people are dependent on water tankers that cost thousands, which can be prohibitive for many. Breaking from breaking news, today is International Women's Day, a day to celebrate womanhood and gender equality. But one particular man, or more accurately, a male robot, is yet to learn that. Saudi Arabia's first male robot, Android Muhammad, is under scrutiny after a video showed it allegedly harassing a female reporter at an event. During his introduction to the world, the woman was standing in front of the Android as she delivered her video report. In a now viral video, the robot can be seen extending his hand to touch the reporter's lower back, and she can be seen shifting to avoid the contact. Social media is abuzz that this counts as harassment, as the reporter was visibly uncomfortable. And next, US President Joe Biden minced no words when it came to his feelings about Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin. Quote, "Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond," unquote. Biden opened his State of the Union address with these fiery lines, saying that democracy is under threat globally. In the US, the State of the Union message is a message from the president to the Congress, usually given at the beginning of the year to address topical issues and the developments of the government. The 2024 address is of great importance, as this year, Joe Biden will be running for a re-election, most likely against Republican Donald Trump. Biden said he wanted to wake up the Congress and alert the American people to the danger. In his attack on Russia, he pleaded with the Congress to pass more military aid to support Ukraine. He added, quote, "If anyone in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I can assure you he will not," unquote, as the audience applauded and cheered him. This fear is shared by Russian neighbors, Finland and Sweden. Last evening, Sweden officially became the 32nd member of NATO, or the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Ending 200 years of official non-alignment, Sweden is a part of NATO where member countries promise to help each other with military aid in times of war and conflict. Biden welcomed Sweden in his speech and called NATO the strongest military alliance the world has ever seen. Biden attacked his rival candidate without explicitly naming Trump with a quote, "My predecessor told Russia to do whatever the hell you want," and added, quote, "I will not bow down," unquote. Biden also lauded his government's policies to save an on-the-brink economy, which he inherited from Trump. And lastly, the Seventh Pay Commission has good news for current and former government employees. The DNS allowance, or DA, for central government employees has been increased by 4%, bringing the total DA to 50%. Additionally, DNS relief, or DR, for central government pensioners has also been raised by 4%, reaching 50%. Approximately 49.18 lakh central government employees and 67.95 lakh central government pensioners will benefit from this decision. Called as Mehngai Bhatta in Hindi, DA is literally cost adjustment for inflation, a relief provided by the government for its employees. The increase in DA also affects other components of the salary, such as house rent allowance or HRA, daily allowance, and gratuity ceiling, which means an overall increase in the take-home salary for current employees. Meanwhile, on the occasion of International Women's Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a reduction of Rs. 100 in the prices of LPG cylinders. The revised prices will come into effect beginning midnight, government sources said. In a post on X, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, and I quote, "Today, on Women's Day, our government has decided to reduce the LPG prices by Rs. 100, unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.